We're ready. Okay. Little technical trouble. So the true light does not come from us. When you start thinking the light's coming from you, you got a problem. That light does not come from you. It comes through you, but it does not come from you. And we got to understand this. Because if it comes from us, what are we going to do? We're going to blind people, and we're going to find ourselves arguing and really not making any difference. When it comes from him, it's like the old country saying, enough said, enough said. So let the light of Christ shine in your heart. The world is not looking for rules and laws, because there's plenty of that in our world already. Rules and laws. The world is looking for him. And we are the vessels he's chosen to reveal himself through. The Lord gave me this thought, and I closed it with one short prayer. Lord, help me to be the light. Can you say that with me? Lord, help me to be the light. Not to blind people, but to just show people who you are. This is our responsibility. The truth hurts sometimes. If it's not hurting you first, it's not going to have an effect on anybody else either. If it's not affecting your life, it's not going to affect other people's life either. I've always been against the thought of, you know, bring them to church and we'll get them saved. That was not God's plan. Ever. That was not his plan. God's plan is his people be equipped in the church so we can go out and win the lost. It's not the church's responsibility as to who is going to hear the gospel and who is not. And this, the big promotion, and I'm telling you, this is a lot of what's going on in the format of our churches today. I'm getting back on my wagon. You know, and a lot of what's going on, folks, is it makes us feel good, but what is the evidence? Our lives being changed. The church is not another social club. It's a training facility. That's what it is. It's to train us so we can go out there and touch our world with the good news that we received, that confirms Ephesians 2:1. You were dead in your trespasses and sins. Not no more.
And you know what, Rick? Here's my favorite part. When the Lord brought correction to me in my twisted truths and helped me untwist them and get in line with the Word of God, His mercy and His grace covered me and helped me get that, you know, get it in line, because I was far from being in line with the Word of God. But when his correction came and I received it and accepted it as truth, he was so merciful and showed me such grace and guiding me to get in line with the real truth, his truth, the Word of God.
And it never stops either.
No.
It doesn't. You know, you think, well, okay, I got it now. I got it. I got my training, and so yeah, I can handle it from here. No, it's a continual thing. We're being renewed day by day, day by day. We go from one level to another level, so to speak. You know, and it's faith to faith. You know, it's this is a continual journey, but I'm going to tell you, it's the best journey. Even in the tough times, when you really come to the understanding of who God is, you have a security. It doesn't matter what goes on around you. Fear, it's, what is that one song that they sing? Fear's lost its grip on me.
Fear's a liar.
Fear's a liar, that's it. Yeah, fear's a liar. Yeah, because it is. Just keep following him. Let him fill you up. And that's not just for your benefit, but so you can go out and share it with others. And I pray, I'm gonna say a prayer to close this program. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for the message that you've given today. Father, I pray for a spirit of wisdom and a spirit of boldness to be light bearers for your kingdom, Lord God. I pray it over those, over the listeners, over those that have tuned in today, Lord God, or those that will listen later, Lord God. Father, may this become real to them, the things that have been spoken. I thank you for it. Thank you. You're always faithful. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Great message. Thank you, sir. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Miss Neva Pyatt, from my grandson, Ethan, and from Mr. Rick Spain. Y'all have a blessed Thursday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.